You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here. Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win is 5-2. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win 8-1. Derek, two sides here that are going reasonably well. Leicester recovered quickly from their 5-2 defeat at home against Arsenal. They beat Norwich 2-1 at Carrow Road. While Southampton come into this game on the back of 3-1 wins at home to Swansea and away at Chelsea. So both sides going reasonably well at the moment.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, going to the head time, you'd say Southampton would probably win. But, you know, I've been a critic of theirs for two seasons. I always think they're underpriced, and they're criminally underpriced here at 4-5. Let's not forget that, you know, though I've been saying Leicester will come the hurdle down the table, at the moment, you know, they're comfortably above Southampton and the 4-1 to win there. And you know, everyone goes on about Leicester, not the crowd gets behind them at, you know, where is it? What's their stadium? It's called the Walker Stadium. But they've got a better record away from home at the moment. Two wins and two draws from four matches. They're not making any mistakes on the road. And the 4-1 to win at Southampton. See, the Leicester bubble is going to burst. But I've been saying that for like 4 weeks now, and it hasn't. It's only that one reverse against Arsenal when they looked like what they were, you know, a lower half of the table team. I'm going to go for them a 4-1 here because though these prices are wrong. They are wrong. Southampton should not be odds on to beat the Leicester side given the form the Foxes are in.
Now Derek's gone for them. The inevitability of that bubble bursting this weekend.
Exactly.
If you're looking, by the way, we've got that new coupon that Lee mentioned earlier, the both score no draw coupon. Yes, it's 13-8 in this game. Both teams have scored in all Leicester's eight games this season in the Premier League.
Yeah, they haven't.
Which is an interesting one if you're not convinced by either side, but you think both teams will score, could be a good way in this match at 13-8.
Yeah, and actually, when you look at Southampton, although only two of their home games have featured both teams scoring, they did beat Norwich, who were down to 10 men for an hour. And they lost 3-0 to Everton, didn't they? When they had chances themselves, Southampton, they had a lot of shots on goal that game. Lost 3-2 to Man United at home, then beat Swansea 3-1. I've just been looking here. I mean, Pelle scored in the international break for his national side. He's obviously been in good form and loves a home goal, doesn't he? As we know,
yes.
Vardy didn't score for England, but got his cap there. Came on, set a goal up, and obviously he's the top scorer in the Premier League. He's scoring for fun at the moment, isn't he? In consecutive games, just looking there for the goal scorers double Pelle and Vardy to score, and there it is, 9-2. I like that. In a game that I think there will be goals, I agree with you. I think it'll be quite an open game. You know, as much as that bubble bursting will happen, and I've been guilty of thinking it'll happen sooner rather than later. All right, we managed to get them beat by Arsenal, and Arsenal to win and both teams to score. But he wants a clean sheet, doesn't he, the manager? And it doesn't look like any time likely that they're going to get one. I think Southampton are pretty buoyant at the minute. So, yeah I could see something like a 3-1 or maybe even a 3-2 win to Southampton. So, plenty of goals. And I like that Pella to score and Vardy to score in the game. I mean, you know, looking at someone who's as in form as Vardy, I wouldn't put anyone off having a look at him at 9-5 to score here. You know, and I know that's not the most attractive price in the world for an anytime goal scorer, but given the way these players are priced up these days, I think it's decent enough value for someone who's in form and will get chances.
Can't leave the match without mentioning Sadio Mane as well. He's 29-20.
He's your main man.
I think he's fantastic.
Mane, man.
let's move on to Chelsea versus.
Is that quantifier mentioned now? So then you can go, I mentioned him.
Yeah, that's it now. So I can claim it.
I love that. That is the modern day version. That's a great way of after time, isn't it?
It is a fantastic way of after
time. We gave him a mention.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.